so I followed them inside. Was this a good idea? I'd never actually been inside before. The house was tastefully cluttered. Several arts and crafts-style built-ins overflowed with books and some of Christine's art collection. It was more informal and comfortable-looking than her home outside D.C. had been. I was struck by how naturally both of them moved through this space that was so foreign to me. I don't belong here. The kitchen was open, very bright, and smelled of rosemary. A small herb garden thrived on the windowsill. Christine set Alex up with a sippy cup of chocolate milk and then put two mugs of steaming coffee on the table between us. "Seattle's drug of choice," she said. "I drink way too much of it. I should switch to decaf in the afternoons or something. Maybe in the mornings," she added with a laugh. "It's good, the coffee. Your house looks great, too." The chit-chattiness was striking in its banality, and almost as uncomfortable as a real conversation might have been right now. I vowed not to ask Christine about the weather, but this was weird for both of us. Little Alex slipped off his chair and came back with his new book. He climbed onto my lap.
"Read, okay? Careful, it pops up and eats you."
It made for a good distraction, and also put the focus on him, where it was supposed to be. I opened the cover and began. "In the light of the moon, a little egg lay on a leaf." Alex put his head against my chest, and as I felt my voice reverberate into him, my heart melted a little. Christine watched while I read. She smiled, clutching her mug with both hands.